Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Today is Thursday, November 8th, and I am your host, pinch hitting for Elisa, as she is busy with her grandbaby. And along with me is a psychic medium, Jennifer Doran. Welcome, Jennifer, to the show.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
So for tonight's show, for all the callers and listeners out there, we are going to be talking about how to determine from Eric whether or not you're an empath, okay, and what that entails and how to deal with that, and particularly how to turn it into a strength, not a weakness, because when you're an empath, a lot of it has to do with boundaries. And that can be thought of as weaknesses, but it doesn't have to be thought of that way. So with that, I want to introduce Jennifer to everybody, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. I am a psychic medium. You can find me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Jennifer Doran. I also have a website, psychicmediumjenniferdoran.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And I'm Ryan Adragna, and I'm an energy healer. I heal people through the benevolent spirit realms from the 7th to the 11th, including source energy. And as a humanitarian, it's my passion to heal people. And people can find me at healingsthroughspirit.com or send me an email at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. And so, yeah, that's how that works. So, yeah, once again, getting back to the topic of our show tonight, we have a long list of callers. So we'll try to get through to everyone. If we don't get through to you, you can please call again next week, and we'll sure to get back to you. I've got the list of numbers here, and I'll be sure to send that to Elisa for her notes. So I suppose without further ado, when it comes to being an empath, I don't know if you're ready or not, but you know, do you want to go first, Jennifer? Or do you want me to go first?
Yeah. No, sure, sure. So what Eric is saying is really a lot of people are empathic. It just depends on the degree of it, because some people just have a little bit of it where they pick up on other people's stuff or pick up on emotions, sensitivity, you know, just energy. Some people are incredibly, incredibly empathic. Not everybody has empathy, as we all know. He says there are some people who don't have any. But for the most part, people in general, and he says anybody who's listening to this show is empathic. You're just not people who don't have empathic tendencies typically are not drawn to this type of stuff. So he says anybody who's listening today, this goes for all of you. He says, for lack of a better way to put it, the trouble with being empathic is that a lot of times people don't understand that is some of what's happening to them. For anybody who does understand what empathic means, you know, sometimes the anxiety that you're feeling, the depression that you're feeling, the excitement that you're feeling, the pain that you're feeling isn't in fact yours. And it's energy you're picking up from the people around you and, you know, animals, you can pick up empathically from animals. And so the problem becomes is when people don't know that's what's happening to them, they don't know how to protect themselves from taking on other people's stuff. And so for people who are very, very empathic, oftentimes they get tremendous anxiety going out in large groups where there's a lot of people. And so they tend to, he says, when it becomes dysfunctional is when you stop doing things, when you make your circle of stuff you do smaller and smaller and smaller, to protect yourself from the energy. He says oftentimes people just don't understand that's what they're doing and that's why they're doing it. Now, Ryan, do you have anything you want to interject here? Because otherwise we'll just keep talking. So that...
For example, for me, I'm an empath, and I can remember way back in, back when the Dead Sea was thick when I was in kindergarten or preschool. Now I'm dating myself. When people would get mad at me, I would instantly burst out into tears. Okay, I would I couldn't take it, and then I just see the same conversations with other people. And they wouldn't have any emotions. They wouldn't cry. I'd see a kid getting yelled at by a teacher, and he'd show no emotions. He'd be like, well, I don't care. But now if a teacher yelled at me, I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. that type of thing. So the early indications of being an empath when I was young was it didn't take much for me to burst into tears. It didn't take much for me to fall in love. So you have the tears, which is a sign of fear, a sign of it's just a sign of, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. My parents are going to know about it. My day is done. Or it's a sign of love of seeing your bride and you're full of tears tears of happiness. And if we go to the polar opposite of that, which is a narcissist, you can tell them that you just smashed into their truck and they're going to look at you like, well, you owe me a $500 deductible. I'm not mad about it, but it is what it is. There's no emotion behind it, okay? There is, it's just like they're emotionally vacant. That's what they wrote into their contract coming into this life, because perhaps in the other life, the narcissist in this life was an empath and vice versa. So, when dealing with, because I'm an empath, I'm a very strong empath, what Eric was just saying, there are some protections that you can do. There are three stones that you can carry with you, guys. You can carry a black hematite crystal, a black tourmaline crystal, and a clear quartz crystal. You get them on eBay or Amazon for $2 or $3, something stupid like that. And you can also, what those crystals do is they absorb the negative energies that are coming towards you from the narcissist or someone else who is just beaten down and say, come on, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you today? You can't do anything right. Maybe it's your boss or maybe it's someone else who's just beaten down on you, because at the end of the day, you're like, that was a rough day, man. So those crystals can help you out. It's also helpful to ground and clear your energies on a daily basis. Find that nice tree out there and just touch it. Just hug it for about, maybe 30 seconds to a minute, and feel that energy transmute, that anger, that all that stuff transmute down to your body, down to your toes, and into Gaia. And also don't forget about the Epsom salt baths, because those can help too, because being the empath means that we absorb a lot of negative energies. So we have to release them. It's like a wet sponge. A wet sponge has to be squeezed to work functionally, right? You have to squeeze it out so it can be functional again. A sponge won't work when it's fully saturated. And as empaths, we are day to day, at the beginning of the day, the sponge is dry. At the end of the day, the sponge is like, I can't take any more liquid in me. I need to squeeze myself out. So I don't know if that makes any sense. That may not be the best analogy, but, it's one of those things where we just have to bear in mind that that's who we are as a person. And there's nothing wrong with being the empath. You just have to learn how to protect your energy fields, because we all have four energy fields. We have emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual. And we learn through our human experience how to protect that stuff, then the more we can function and just say, okay, I'm going to shake that off. I'm going to shrug that off. Mary or Sue or Joe yelled at me today, and then I'm just going to take that and shrug it off my shoulder and say, I don't care. They can yell. It's like that quote from the great Eleanor Roosevelt said, what anybody thinks of me is none of my business. Mm-hmm. So, that's my two cents, and I know I dragged on a lot there. So,
No, you were no, totally fine. Yeah, what Eric was saying is like, along with what you were saying, is empaths tend to take responsibility for situations, much more responsibility than actually is there. So that whole sponge analogy, actually, he quite liked it. And so, you know, empaths tend to, especially in relationships, tend to overextend themselves. You know, meet somebody halfway. Well, if you're very, very empathic, you might find yourself in a relationship where your meeting, you know, point is 90% and the other person's only giving 10%. That's very, very common because, of course, narcissists are very drawn to empaths. And so, you know, Eric is, what he's saying is like, if you are really, very empathic, it can start to affect your ability to function. And so one of the things that, and I have done this personally for years, is if you're out somewhere or, you know, you're all of a sudden overcome with an emotion or a physical pain, get into the practice of saying in your head, you don't have to say it out loud, okay, if this depression is not mine, if this chest pain is not mine, if this whatever is not mine, please take it away. It does not serve a purpose for me. And if you get into the practice and the habit of doing this, you will be surprised at how often a physical pain or an emotion will lift off of you. But if you don't do this, as an empath, that emotion, that physical pain feels so real and so much like it is yours that you can become debilitated or, you know, I have to leave because the anxiety is so intense, I'm about to have a panic attack. And it's just, it's incredible if you get into the habit of saying that, how quickly something will just lift right off of you.
Yeah. Point on. I mean, I think it's about deciding what energies you want to own and what energies you don't, you know? Mm-hmm. So if someone gives you a hard time, you can choose to absorb their energies and say, yeah, you were right, I messed up there, or if you believe in what you did and you thought the other person was wrong, stand your ground and say, no, I don't, you just hollered at me, I don't have to take it, I'm not going to own it. And I think that's a challenge, and Eric's got an excellent point there. I think that's a challenge when we're in path, is saying, you know, when do you decide to own it and when do you decide not to? And That's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, and Eric's like chattering in my ear about real quick to mention, like you had said, Ryan, as a child, and I was this way too, I would burst into tears over stuff that other people would just not even think twice about. So for any people who have children who are very sensitive like this, the thing is with children, when they're empathic, they just don't have the capacity to understand what's happening to them. So it can be very frustrating if you have a child who's always bursting into tears and crying over what feels like nothing to you. Just, you know, try to be patient and remember that it's very real to them and it's very intense. And it's like an emotional overload, and the only way to release it is to cry. Eric says, you know, for the most part, kids who are like that, you know, unfortunately, society kind of shapes them to hide that and to internalize that, which he's actually saying is one of the reasons that empaths, if you're not aware of it as you get older, can actually have a very difficult time with anxiety. Because as children, they're ashamed of that, and they internalize it, and it becomes anxiety and depression and fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Because everything is energy, even thought forms. And as empaths, we have labels for a lot of stuff now. You have ADD, you have OCD, you have this, that, the other, and the other thing. It's amazing. It's a life lesson to be learned, and I can tell you right now, even though I'm in my mid-40s, that if someone came up to me and pointed their finger in my face and ripped me a new one, I can't tell you that I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't start crying. I'd be like, what did I do wrong? I don't understand this. I would start crying. I'm not perfect. So the 4-year-old boy in me is the same as the 44-year-old person now. I haven't changed, but I'm learning how to accept certain stuff and block certain stuff out. I can say, no, I you know what? I'm trying my best, not to say I want to put up my narcissist shield because it doesn't exist, but I'm trying my best now in the last 10 years of my life just to block those negative energies, because they are negative energies coming in. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, someone's coming down on me really hard. I don't have to deal with that right now. And it takes, as empaths, that's a lot of work. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, yeah, because we want to fix it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any magical fixing, but we try our best. We work every day to make it better. So. All right.
Yep.
Are we ready here?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get her done. We have, we'll start taking calls here. We have area code 702. You're on the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello?
Yes, area code 702. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Lisa from Las Vegas.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Do you have a question for Jennifer or Eric?
I do. My son has been going through some mental health issues over the past year, and I was just kind of wondering what Eric's insight is into what is actually happening with him, and if this is maybe a lifelong thing or what brought it on.
Okay, so actually, as you were first saying it, the first thing Eric said to me is, no, it will improve. Is your son still growing? How old is he, if you don't mind me asking?
He's 22.
Okay. So a lifelong thing, he says yes, in the sense that, he's going to always have to kind of keep an eye on it, but he's saying there's absolutely going to be improvement. Just keep, looking for answers. And it's really, he says it's going to be okay. It's not as big of a deal as it feels like right now.
Okay. So is he really bipolar?
Yes. However, very high functioning. This is really going to be okay. And as he gets older, he's actually going to do better with it. So it's like almost like a hormonal thing right now. It feels like when hormones kind of level off, it's easier. It really is going to be okay, or it's like it really is going to be okay.
Okay, that's good to know.
He's got to be proactive, but Eric's like, it's going to be fine.
Because it looked like schizophrenia, and now they're saying bipolar, and, you know, he's halfway through college, but now he's got to move with us across the country, so... You know, I don't know if that's going to be good for him.
Yes, to do that.
Okay.
That has to be done. And it's like, it appeared like schizophrenia because there was like a psychotic break, but it's not schizophrenia.
Okay. Was this a contract thing or something he did?
It was.
Drug use?
It was. No, it was a contracted thing. Drinking and drugs is not going to be helpful for him moving forward in regards to this. So as clean and as sober as he can be, the better his mental health will be.
Right. Okay.
But yeah,
Thank you.
Needs to move home. You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Okay. And here we go. Area code 860. You're in the air. Can we get your name where you're calling from, please?
Hello. I don't know if you can hear me. My name is Rose. I'm from Connecticut. And my son passed away. It'll be a year this Saturday. And it's been really hard every day.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if Eric got to meet him or if he knows anything about my son.
Yes.
If he's okay.
Your son is absolutely okay. Absolutely.
His sister is on one of the lines. She had called. I don't know. She hung up.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
If not, you can. If she can't hear, then you can relay this to her. Your son is absolutely okay. What is his first name?
Robert.
Okay.
Robert.
However, what I will tell you is Eric is saying to me that you need more. Okay. You need more in the way of healing. So he says whatever it is that you've been doing. As far as your healing, he says you need to do more, okay? So group therapy, individual therapy, whatever it is that you can do, because your son is fine, but you could be doing more to help yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Eric says you're punishing yourself, and he says you need to let that go.
Oh,
sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Ryan.
So Rose, not to interject, feel really bad for cutting her off. Do you have a pen and paper available? Really quick.
Not really, no. Josh, can you get Grandma a piece of paper and a pencil?
Just shoot me an email at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, and I'll walk you through this because you've got a lot of stuck energies in your chakras. There's not a single chakra in your body right now that's spinning in balance. They're all kind of, think of it as a tire that's stuck in the mud. You're not going anywhere, even in a four-wheel drive.
Oh,
okay?
I know. That's what it feels like. A mess.
You're not a hot mess, but you're a hot mess. And that's through no fault of your own, okay? My email is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, and I can walk you through how to.
Can you write this down, Josh? What is it? All right. What is it called?
It's just my email is just healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com.
Lid. Okay.
Healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. And I'll give you some pointers. I can feel your grief because I've merged into your energy field telepathically right now. And you have to, we can talk about this through email, but just bottom line is that we'll get you the help you need, okay?
Yeah, I found my son, and he had a fentanyl overdose.
Horrible.
And we were very close, my children. Missing him is horrible.
He says, "I am so sorry. I'm so sorry." It was. He does say this was unintentional.
Yeah.
Your son is crossed. Yeah, like Jennifer is saying. Rosie, your son has crossed over to the other side. He's in the fifth dimension or higher, so he doesn't want you to worry about it. Like she said, it was unintentional, okay? But you need to work on the grief. This was a contract, but it was something for you to experience. So once you get over that, you're going to be fine. And I can help you out with that, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So keep your chin up, all right?
I will. All right.
All right, I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.
I had a question.
You're welcome.
He says go ahead.
My son had three children. He had two was his and then a stepdaughter. And the littlest one was three. I was wondering now, what, is she going to grow up remembering him when she gets older or when she gets to heaven? Is she going to know him?
Yes. Here in this lifetime, the memories that she will be more about hearing stories about him. And not actual memories that she has. But yes, she will absolutely know him when she does get over there, without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I was wondering about that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I have so many questions, but I can't think of anything. It's been really a bad road. It's awful to cry every day for a year. But that's late then.
Yes, it is. You know, but if you do get in touch with Ryan and work on some of this, that will be very, very helpful with this. You know, this is a loss that you're never going to recover from the loss of a child. You just don't. It always leaves a piece of you gone.
Eric, like an arm or leg or something.
Yes, Eric is adamant that you could feel better than what you are feeling, but you have to do the work, and it's time. He says it's time to start doing more. Okay, so now you're in control here. You contact Ryan, he'll help you, and that's a good first step.
Okay.
Yes, and I have to say I love you. And that comes from your son, okay?
Thank you. I love you too,
Lovey.
You can hear me.
She can.
Okay, thank you.
Can hear you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for offering to help her. Because I really need them. I really, really hope she takes you up on that.
Well, she's got a lot of stuff going on in her energy fields, and maybe the wheel stuck in the mud was a poor analogy. It's like,
it wasn't.
It's spinning, and there's mud spinning out, and the truck isn't going anywhere. And what she needs to do is she needs to get back on that highway so she can get herself free and clear. Because she's full of a lot of grief. I could feel her grief.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, bam.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. So here we go. Let's go to the next caller. Area code 469, you're on the air. Can we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, 469. Could you get your name, please, and where you're calling from?
I'm Carolyn. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Carolyn, do you have a question for Eric tonight?
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just have one question.
Okay.
Why have I not been – oh, sorry. Actually, I have like 5,000, but we'll stick to the one. Why am I not sleeping – the last three nights, and why am I always waking up at like 3:22, 12:11? What is going on?
They're messages. You've got to look up those numbers. Your spirit guides are trying to send you a message. You've got to look those numbers up. And you also
go ahead.
You also have to, what you have to do when you go to bed. You have to tell them I'm this is when I'm sleeping. And I know that you're trying to get me messages, but could you do it when I'm awake so that it doesn't interrupt my sleep? But the reason that you're always waking up at these times is because you need to look up those numbers and see what your angels and your guides are trying to tell you.
So it's my angels and my guides rather than my father and son?
Right now it is, yes.
Okay. I'll make sure I tell them that because we have to go to work at 5:30 in the morning. So
yes.
You know,
look up those numbers, or they're going to keep doing it.
Okay.
Yep.
Why all of a sudden?
Well, Carolyn, really quick, is because you've been ignoring them. I didn't mean to cut off Jennifer again, but
no, please.
It's
you've been
ignoring
you didn't.
Them.
No, jump in.
When you remember that old 1980s hearing test in your ear for 30 seconds? What ear do you hear that in, left or right? That's what you're getting right now. What you need to do is when you're cooking dinner and you hear that you're in your ear 511, write that number down and look up your angel card number. Eric and Jennifer are exactly correct. What you're doing is you're ignoring their messages because energy spirit is E equals MC squared. They talk so flipping fast that it comes through as a beep. That's how they talk. That's because they're a speed of light squared. So look up your angel card numbers and start getting their messages because you've got it's like going away for vacation, and when you get back, you've got a stack of letters and bills are like 12 inches high, right?
Yes.
You know, yeah. Well, your mailbox is so stuffed full, you need to buy extra memory. So
can't they find another way to? How do I get them to tell me another way? That's it.
To my knowledge, that's not how it works. I've been hearing that hearing test in my ear since I was little, and it happens to me almost every day. And when it happens to me, like, oh Christ, what do they want? What are they jawjacking to me about now? And so I write the number down. I go on the website, angel card numbers or whatever. Go to a vetted website. Don't go to a junk website, and find the message. And you're like, ah, okay, yeah, that makes sense. You know, and when you acknowledge that message, you'll find that message will go away. They're like, okay, she finally heard us. Now we're going to.
Now they're going to keep me up even more at night because I did them one. Okay.
No, you know what?
No, it won't work that way. It'll be okay. But Eric says Eric says, even if you don't understand the message right now, and he says, he's so funny because he said, don't just read half of what comes up. Read the whole thing. Don't just skim it and be like, okay, I got it. He says, no, sit and read it. And even if you don't get it right in that moment, it'll make sense to you as the days and weeks go on. And they will. Really, when you get the message, they do stop interrupting your sleep and they do back off of it. So... yeah.
Okay.
And Carolyn, keep in mind that the spirit world is timeless. Okay, they have no time. There is no past or present. It's just now. So they'll slam you at 3:30 in the morning. You'd be like, "What? Come on, guys!" And they're laughing. They're having their Starbucks coffee. They don't care. Because they're like,
and I know that's what they're doing on the other side because they're like, oh, it's 12:11. Let's wake her up, you know?
Yeah.
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 Because they know I won't go back to bed. So it's like, okay, fine.
They do it to me too, and I don't think it's funny. So, yeah, I hear you. Get it?
Okay.
I hear you. That was
any other
one.
That was. Anything else? I mean, that, I don't know. Okay, so that's what I will do. I just didn't know I was thinking it was my dad or my son, but it wasn't.
No, it is, but not this. This is not that.
Okay.
They're more like your dad and your son. They like poke you, and they tap you. This is different. Whatever this is different.
Okay. But that's what I needed was the clarification as to where in the future I will know who it actually is. Okay, and how to research it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my question.
Well, good luck.
All right. Thank you, dear.
You
have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go.
Hello? Oh, I thought I lost you. Everything went totally silent on me.
Sorry. Okay.
I panicked.
Area code 865, you are live on the air with Jennifer and Ryan. Can we get your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, this is Beth from Tennessee.
Do you have a question for Eric, Beth?
Yes. I guess, I know you guys can't give, like, medical advice or anything, but does Eric think that I should continue to take my antidepressant or not? Because I stopped taking it, like, mm-hmm. 2 months ago. And
no.
Take it.
Well, he says you, and I, again,
okay.
Yes, you're right, we're not medical, but
yeah.
He says you function much better, and he says the longer you're off of it, the darker stuff is going to get. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And the heavier and the darker stuff's going to get.
Okay.
So, yes.
So I am what they've diagnosed me with, or?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, and it's okay. It is okay. He says it's okay. You know, it's not to be embarrassed of or to be ashamed of. It's, you know, like they say, if you, you know, with mental illnesses, people have a harder time accepting them. If you had cancer, you would do what needed to be done to help that and to fix that. Now, maybe you would choose more natural ways to do it. Maybe you would choose the medical ways to do it. And so Eric is saying you have options, but to turn your back and to say, no, I'm just not going to pay attention to this is going to make your life more difficult.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. So research your options. If you don't want to go on medicine, research your homeopathic options. But he says you got to do something.
Okay. I just wasn't sure because somebody had told me, not a doctor, but I think somebody else, like you guys, had said that it wasn't I think it was Kim Babcock actually, but Eric said it. I didn't have a chemical imbalance. Mine was more emotional. So I didn't know if I needed, but you know, I just, anyway.
Right.
That's why
I'm
curious.
What he's telling me is now that you're off of it, you do feel more depressed than
I do,
you were.
Yeah.
So
I keep wanting my brain to compensate, like won't it just compensate?
Yes. Well, it's not right now. But again, like he said, you can look at homeopathic, you can look at other options. But it's okay. This does not make you deficient in any way, he says.
Yeah.
This does not make you less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But okay. So what he's saying is it's hard to be here. We all know that. It is so hard to be here. And trying to be happy while we're here is very, very difficult. And then when you add in, you know, struggles with depression, that makes it even harder. And he says right now, without any kind of treatment or any kind of help, you are absolutely not living at the happiest that you could be. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to take your medicine. You don't have to find any alternatives to this. But you will not be able to live the happiest that you could be if you were proactive about this.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah,
good luck.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for calling in. We have one here. My computer's being a little slow here. Okay. Next up. Area code 602. You are on the air. Can we get your name? Where you calling from, please?
Hi, it's Jill, Arizona.
Hi, Jill. Hi, Jill. Do you have a question for Eric? Or?
Yeah. I just last minute kind of decided to call in, so I don't have a big question. But if there's anything Eric would like to tell me, anything at all. That would be great.
Okay. Actually, he's saying that you need to dance.
Oh my God! Somebody told.
So
somebody told me that.
You need to dance.
Isn't that weird?
That's what I said. You need to dance.
I totally get it. You know what? I totally get it. I was just thinking the other day that the two men that I was with longest in my life, they never wanted me to dance.
Oh,
and so I sort of squelched that part of my life. And now the other day I was thinking I'm going to start dancing again.
Yep, do it. Do it.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
All right. Rock and roll here. Okay, next caller coming up is area code 407, you are in the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Sue. Is this Sue?
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, is this Sue?
Yes, it is. I am good.
Hey.
I'm good for the moment. I'm good today.
Good. Good.
I want to know what this next week is going to bring, if Eric or John can tell me.
Yeah, a lot of stress. A lot of stress, they said.
Oh.
You're going to do it to yourself.
Yeah, I am.
So
take
a deep breath, relax. You've got this. You've got
this.
Do
I? Really? Okay.
Yes. Yes, you do.
All right.
But, you know, it gets up there in your mind. You're getting all the signs. You know, you're getting all the signs that you've got this. And it's like in your heart you know you do, and in your head you just don't think you do, and you absolutely do.
I think I'm just afraid of failure.
And success.
Well, that's really what I'm shooting for.
Eric said you're afraid of the success too. You're afraid
really?
Of what that would mean. You're afraid of fail. Yes, he says just relax.
Yeah,
just relax. You've got this.
Yeah, I hope so. So it's going to go smooth. Long day, but smooth Monday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm going
to
think
take
before
your deep
I
breath.
Speak.
Yeah. Take
okay.
it. Take a pause. Take a deep breath and then go.
Okay. Yes, I will do a long day, 13 hours, so we'll see how it goes.
You've got it.
Let you know. But, Ryan, what are these dimensions that you talk about?
You mean the my spirit team that I channel? Yeah.
So what,
there are 12
what does that
dimensions.
Mean?
Well, so we're in the third
like,
dimension, okay? Space, time, and matter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And when people say they see the tunnel, they go to the white light, they are skipping the fourth dimension, which is where all the ghosts and the negative energies are, the fourth dimension. They go to the fifth dimension, okay? And then there's the fifth dimension, which is kind of the general population. Then as you increase your vibrational frequency over many incarnations, you learn to be teachers, coaches, and mentors, and angels and whatnot, and guides like Eric. I believe Eric is in the sixth dimension. I could be wrong. Sixth, seventh dimension, something like that. There's all that. Then you go all the way up to prime source energy, which is the 12th dimension. So I channel, you know, those. So that's what I mean by dimensions. Dimensions probably isn't the right, because there's no human word to describe it. Maybe you can say realms or vibrational frequencies. Like I tell my kids, think of a fan. When it's not on, you can see the blades.
Uh-huh.
Right? As soon as you turn that fan on, the faster that fan spins, you can see right through that fan. You can see the ceiling, right?
Right.
I know that's not a good analogy, but it works.
No, I can kind of get it. I just wanted to know, what dimension is my son on? Would he be on, like, five, four? Not four,
he's
five.
No. He's crossed over. He's trying to get his graduate degree and get into the sixth dimension right now, actually. Because he wants to become, they're telling me that he wants to become a guide.
Correct.
He comes around to
well, I think, I don't know. I'm saying correct, and I have no clue.
He had a favorite
cologne
that he wore.
A what?
Oh, yeah. they're telling me that he had a favorite cologne that he wore, and that I don't know why that popped in my mind. That's weird. Do you smell a fragrance from time to time? Think about
no,
that
I
a little
smell
bit,
flowers
okay?
from the funeral home all the time. That's what I smell, or his deodorant.
Well, that's a fragrance, and so he comes around you, and he's gonna be your guide.
Mine?
And just so, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Because that's
what you say.
Yeah. So don't
okay.
Just
so
drop your shoulders.
He didn't get stuck in number four.
No.
Then.
No. He is not a ghost.
Okay.
He is not a ghost. He is not stuck because he had a heart of gold.
He had a heart
of gold, and it was his time to go. So he's not stuck. He's not a stupid ghost, anything like that. Don't worry about that. He's already passed. He's a being of the light. Okay.
Yep. I believe
he is. So yeah. Just relax, drop your shoulders,
well,
and say, "Hi, son. How are you doing today?" And guess what?
Oh, I do.
You'll probably get an answer.
All the time.
All right.
But okay, thank you for explaining that. And you guys have a great night.
You too.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. And here we go. Okay, area code 315. You are live on the air on the Channeling Eric Show. Could we get your name and where you're calling from, please? Area code 315.
Yes, my name is Susan, and I've spoken with Eric before. And Jennifer, I just want to tell you thank you. I had a reading with you last April, and everything was just exactly what you said. And I can't tell you how happy I am that I called you. And I wondered if Eric would just get my son Matt through maybe one more time. I've heard from him before. He's with Eric somewhere. His name is Matt.
Yes. Yep. Oh. Yes, did you have a question? I've got him. I've got my goosebumps. So Eric's got him. He's brought him through. He says
I want to know how he is.
Great.
I know he's at peace. I understand that, but is he happy? I don't even know what I'm asking, but he was so unhappy on Earth.
Yes. He was like a prisoner in his mind.
Yes.
His body when he was here, and so he says the freedom that he feels now is immeasurable. Is how he puts it. So yes, he is absolutely, absolutely perfectly fine.
Thank you. Tell him I love him. I know it was awful.
He hears you.
I just love him.
He hears you and he loves you too. And he says, I'm not going anywhere. I'm always around. I hear you every time you tell me you love me. And so he says, when you say that you love me, when you tell me that you love me, pay attention to the goosebumps. After you say you love me, sit quietly for a second and pay attention to the goosebumps. That's me telling you I love you.
Okay.
Okay? But yes, he's very good.
Thank you very much. And Eric, I've read your book. I've read your mom's book. Thank you. You don't know how many people you're helping, probably millions by now.
Oh, yes. You know, and he's just like, it's just, it's awesome. He's like, it's just so awesome. People are so receptive now.
I know.
Eric is like really, really excited about being able to do this for people. And it's just like, he's like, it's people like you, that just make it so easy to do this.
Thank you very much. Both of you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Take care.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. All right. My timer says we have just under 10 minutes left, so we can probably take just a couple more callers. Let's see here. Area code 217. Area code 217, you are live on the air. Can we get your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Shalonda Johnson. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And my question is for Eric. Yes, my question is for Eric. What I want to know is, I've been diagnosed with kidney failure. I've been living off the machine for 5 years. I suffer from antidepressants. I'm spiritual. I talk to God. I talk to Jesus. I always talk to God. And I always ask him to remove the pain that I have. And I just want to know, did God really hear our prayers? Did he really do? Because right now, I don't want to live no more because I hurt every day. I'm in pain 24/7. Monday through Sunday, I'm in pain every single day. I'm in surgery every other month. And I'm to the point that I'm trying to hold on, but I don't want to hold on because I want to stay here to complete my school and my project. But I'm giving myself 2 months that I have to go because I am hurting. Because I'm like, do you really hear me?
Yes. So, yes, our prayers are always heard, but we also come here with soul contracts, and when we get here, a lot of the times what we've contracted to do is so overwhelming here that it's like there's no way this is part of my soul contract. I would have never chosen that. What Eric is saying is that this is part of your soul contract, but just to hang on. To hang on. It is part of your soul contract, and God does hear your prayers. But unfortunately, you've chosen a lot this time. You have a lot in your contract. But you're doing quite well with it, if that helps.
How many times has I reincarnated? Because it's like it's to the point, like it's just, every day is like I don't want to wake up, and I'm pushing it so hard, but it's like walking on fire. It's like it's getting to that point, and people want to push you to meds. People want to put you through therapy, but suicide is not like that. Majority of people who do go through suicide because of the pain, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing about it. Just like I prayed to God before I decided to do suicide that day, and I told him, if you want me to stay on this earth, I need you to bless me with something good in my life because I can't wake up every day and go to that Alice every 3 times a day and don't have no good in my life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got to have, I have to have some good to help balance living off a machine. But if that's all I got, I can't be on this earth. That's not living to me.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid to go through suicide because I'm afraid that God's going to be disappointed in me. So it's like a tug of war. Like, dang, do you want to die or not? You want to go? You want to jump? And now that's what I'm doing, like, every day, like playing tug of war with myself.
Yeah. So this, if you decide not to stay, it will be a free will decision. It is not part of your contract. Sometimes it's contracted in for you. This would be a free will decision. What I have learned from doing what I do is that sometimes when people make this free will decision to leave, when they get back over to the other side, when we get back over there, it's like, oh, right, this is our reality. Life on earth is only temporary, and there is something, many things that you are trying to learn this time. And if you leave before you've learned those lessons, oftentimes when we get back over there, we decide to come back into a life to learn those lessons. So whenever I have somebody who's considering, whenever I have somebody who's considering this option, I just say, you've already made it whatever, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, depending on the person, just see it through to the end so you can learn the lessons and not have to repeat them.
Okay. Well, I have one more question. I have an incident happened to me in 2014. This was before I diagnosed with kidney failure. Well, I had kidney failure. I was going through depression, suicide. I just need to know, was this a dream or did I have a premonition? Because when I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I used the restroom. I felt my butt on the toilet. I felt the fan blowing in my hair. I felt my body on my bed, and I saw my shadow on the wall normally, so I know I'm awake. But when I turned towards my kitchen, why did I saw the devil standing in my kitchen, athlete body, red all over, and I closed my eyes, and I said, God, why is this devil in my kitchen? Was that a dream, or was it, because it was, like, real, like, vivid. Like, I know it was a dream, but this wasn't a dream.
Yeah, it was not real. It was not the devil. It was not the devil. There was, like, confusion. There was a bit of an out-of-body experience happening. Ryan, are you picking up anything on this as well?
No, not really. I am not at this time. I'm being blocked. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no, it was not the devil. It was not the devil, okay?
Okay. That's what I'm saying. It was no dream. I was like, it couldn't be.
No.
Dream, so I just
no, you're not going to hell. You're not. The Earth's like, don't worry, you're not going to hell.
Yeah, there's no such thing as hell. Yeah. So.
Yes, exactly.
So, what do you recommend? I mean, what do you recommend me to do? I mean,
Shauna, we're running out of time here. If you would do me a solid, just dump me an email. I can talk to you offline. Okay. My email is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. I can help you out. I don't mean to cut you short. It's healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. I do apologize to the rest of the callers. We still have a bit of a lineup here, but Elisa usually cuts the show off. She doesn't wait till the very end, but I only got 3 minutes left here, so that's not enough time to take another caller. I do apologize to all the callers who are in the lineup here. I really want to get to you all, but that's just not possible. The board's going to expire here very, very shortly. So, yeah. Shauna, just please reach out to me. I can help you out, okay? I just can't give you due diligence. If I had 20 minutes to talk to you, I could help you out, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
So,
good
yeah,
luck.
Yeah, yep. You're welcome.
Keep fighting.
Yep. Keep it up, Shauna, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Jennifer, we don't have any time left.
Yep.
Timer's ticking down here for 2 minutes, so if you want to run through your credentials really quick, and I'll do the same, and we'll listen for next week.
Yes, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You can reach me at psychicmediumjenniferdoran.com.
And I'm an energy healer, Ryan Adragna here. You can reach me at healingsthroughspirit.com or healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. And the area codes that I did not get to, we did not get to, 317-626-540-502-910-516-610-6147. And 702. Please try to call back again next week, and we will get to you as fast as we can. So with much love, appreciation, and gratitude, I thank everyone for calling in and listening tonight. Jennifer, you're wonderful. And, that's all that
right
works.
Back at you. Thank you, Ryan.
And thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric, for everything that you've done.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Point out the colors of you, I see them too, and boy, I like them, I like them, I like them. We're way too fly to partake in all this hate, we out here vibing, we vibing, we vibing.
Alexa, play Ariana Grande.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.